John Doe, too, has looked into allegations that Walker illegally coordinated campaign efforts in 2011 and 2012 with Wisconsin Club for Growth. Federal District Judge Rudolph Randa stopped the probe a few months ago, but now comes a review by the Court of Appeals in Chicago, which occasionally overrules Randa. Republican Governor Walker says he's not worried.
No, because in the end, the bottom line is no matter what happens, even if the Court of Appeals reversed that decision, the case still isn't going forward. That state, well-respected, retired Court of Appeals judge ruled almost a year ago that he dismissed the allegations as not having merit to go forward on.
Walker says he's talking about Judge Gregory Peterson, who halted subpoenas aimed at Wisconsin Club for Growth. But progressive groups note that Judge Peterson also said in January that prosecutors had a legitimate campaign theory to pursue in the Doe probe. Wisconsin Democratic Party spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff wants the federal appeals panel to allow John Doe to proceed, because early on, she says, Governor Walker promised an open administration.
That's an important thing to remember. And also just the fact that, the people should know who is buying influence, and they should know who is spending money on elections and campaigns.
Also to be considered today in Chicago is whether to release more documents in the John Doe probe. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.